me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming.
You are now listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson, a member of the Kings Road Baptist Church located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created. He had also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord, from the earth ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. It's a privilege to be here today. I want to thank the Lord for this another opportunity to be able to come and to preach his word, read his word, testify of him. He's the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. Jesus is the creator of all things. Thank God, his heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, when they said in the very beginning, let us make man in our own image. So created he them, male and female. For by him and for him, all things were created by him and for him. And there was not anything created that wasn't made by him. Man had built a house, but God had built all things. God gave man ability to build and to, you know, oversee the works of God's hands on this earth. The Bible says the heavens declare the Lord's glory and the earth showeth his handiwork. And what a joy it is to open up your windows every day and your front door every day, knowing that the Lord's mercies are renewed that day and his compassions fail not. To open up that door, to go out and just see God's beautiful creation from the heavens and the earth, the stars and the moon, the sun, and everything that's therein, and mankind. Mankind was God's highest creation, but man fell to sin. But thank God, the Lord Jesus come down to redeem us, to save us. He come to seek and to save that which was lost, and we were all lost. We all have went astray, born in the similitude of Adam and Eve. They fell to sin. And you and me, we fell to sin. We have a free will, and we partook of sin and transgressed God's law. We had an Adamic nature when we were born. We were born in sin, shaping iniquity. We took upon the similitude of Adam and Eve, and we're all sinners, and we all need a Savior, and there's only one, Jesus Christ. He's the Savior of all mankind. And he's special to them that believe. Now, he died on the cross of Calvary. He made the way that all should come and be saved. He shed his blood for every man, boy, woman, and girl, from Adam to the last person that comes into this world. I mean, he shed his blood, and it's sufficient to cleanse billions and billions and billions and billions of people, all people. But it's sad that only few people actually get saved, because of their own will, their own stubbornness, their own sinful ways. They don't want to turn from sin and call on the only name under heaven, given among men whereby we must be saved, that precious, lovely name of Jesus Christ. There was something special about that name. I knew when I first heard that name as a little boy, there was something very special about that name. And thank God, I've always feared the Lord and feared His name and loved His name, and I always seen His moving and His mercy. Even before I got saved, I feared the Lord, and I loved Him to a certain extent, but also I was a sinner, and I loved my sin, and I ran contrary to His word and His will and His way for my life. But thank God, prayer caught up with me, and He privileged me, the Lord did, privileged me to hear the gospel preached in the reality of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord taught me and told me what I needed to do to get saved, which is give up this world, give up my life, give up my sins, and call on the name of Jesus Christ with all my being, with all my strength, and just give Him my life. And I gave up my life and gave up this world. And there He was with nail-scarred hands outstretched. And He accepted me into the Beloved. He lifted me up and put me in His loving arms. And now I'm in the palm of His hands. And thank God, no man's going to be able to pluck me out of His hands. Thank God, because He saved me forever. And I love Him today. But you must be born again if you're not. It's very important. God's took a high investment upon His highest creation. God from so loved the world that He gave His Son. I mean, He could have let us all die. He could let us all just go and sow to our flesh and go the ways of Satan and sin and the devil and straight on down to hell. And Jesus didn't have to come to bear His cross to take our place. He chose to do that. And because He loved us, and the scripture says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And we have to realize that God is a Trinity. There's God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Now the Father and the Son created us, mankind, in His own image in the very beginning. But man fell to sin. But God got down into human flesh and dwelt among man. He got on our level. He was born of a virgin, came into this world, born under the law. But His birth was not like our birth. He had a pure birth. We had a corruptible birth. His blood came from above. And thank God the Lord prophesied through His prophets that a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. And His name shall be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. So Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus is the God-man. Jesus is God in the flesh. And He carried His cross of Golgotha's hill. Being a man, having a death in His body, He died for us in order to go get the keys of death from the person who held the keys of death, which was Satan. He stole God's highest creation. He had power over death. And the Bible says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And right now, we're living in an era of time when the Bible says there's no discharge in the war of death. We're all going to die. But in Christ, all should be made alive. And thank God, I've already been made alive. Over 28 years ago, the Lord quickened my dead spirit and made me alive. And I've been brand new on the inside of my soul since I've been saved. I know what it was like to live almost 25 years in this world without the Holy Spirit living on the inside of my heart. I know how it feels to be lonely on the inside in a crowded room. I know how it feels. And thank God. But also, I know how it feels to be born again. And then having the reality, the Holy Spirit, living in your soul. That same Spirit that moved upon the face of the waters in Genesis chapter 1, where it talked about the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And the Lord began to create a firmament. He created the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything that's therein. And He created man upon the sixth day in His own image, in His own likeness. But, of course, man fell to sin. But God promised in Genesis chapter 3 that He would send forth a conquering seed to bruise the serpent's head. And that conquering seed was the seed of faith that came from God. Thank God. And it got into the womb of a virgin. And she willed her body over to the will of the Lord. And we don't worship Mary. We worship what she bore. She bore the Son of the Highest. And thank God, she said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit doth rejoice in the Lord God, my Savior." Jesus was Mary's Savior, and Jesus must be your Savior too. You can't pray to Mary to get to heaven. You can't pray to Muhammad Allah to get to heaven. You cannot pray to Buddha and get to heaven. You cannot pray to yourself and be a God unto yourself and think you're going to get to heaven. And now, God have mercy. So much foolishness and folly and erroneous doctrine out there today. And today, we're just humanizing God and deitizing man. Man is playing God. They're God unto themselves. Whatever they say, whatever they proclaim, they think it is so. The Bible says, who can, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? No one. You can't change who you are. God created you a man, be a man. If God created you to be a woman, be a woman. Don't let the clay say to the potter, "Why hast thou made me this way?" I tell you, we are all part of God's creation and all part of God's plan. And we must be redeemed and reconciled and be brought back in to the good graces of the Lord and be born again. And thank God, I've been born again. And I want you to be born again too. That's what this life's all about. This is the getting ready place. This life is not about sowing to your flesh and having a good time. I mean, there's good times out there in the Lord. I mean, you don't have to cuss like a sailor to have a good time. You don't have to get drunk and to have a good time. You don't have to have illicit sex to have a good time. You don't have to have this and monies and silver and gold to have a good time. The best times I've ever spent on this earth is in the presence of the Lord. I'm talking about, I'd rather be in the presence of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of wickedness, the psalmist said. And I understand a little bit what he's talking about. I've sat down in heavenly places on this earth in Christ Jesus. And there's nothing more satisfying and more uplifting and more inspiring and more overwhelming than to dwell in the Lord's presence, to feel his presence moving in your soul, up and down the avenues of your soul. What a joy and a privilege it is to know when his presence is moving in your soul that you're having fellowship with the one that created you, having fellowship with the one who had power to create the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything that's therein. There is a reality in being saved, and them that's without the Spirit of God, the reality of being saved, are none of his. You must be born again, born of the Spirit of God, born of the seed of faith, being born again by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Bible says that we were born, first of all, by a corruptible seed. But he says you must be born again by an incorruptible seed, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I tell you that my first birth was a temporal seed. And I'm going to be here today and gone tomorrow, and so will you. But the Bible says if you're born again, you'll be born of an incorruptible seed, which liveth and abideth forever. For me to be absent from my body means me to be present with the Lord. I'm going to live on. Because Jesus lives, I'll live also, because I've got the seed of faith. I've been born from the eternal Spirit of God. I'm going to heaven, and I want you to go too. And you can go if you come to him in reality. Give up this world with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Pray to him, and don't let up until he saves you. See my time gone. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Give me the Bible, star of gladness. Clear.
Thank you for listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson of the Kings Road Baptist Church, located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.